Good morning.
Good morning.
Please state your name for the record.
Daniel Ocean.
Thank you. Mr. Ocean, the purpose of this hearing is to determine whether, if released, you are likely to break the law again. While this was your first conviction, you have been implicated, though never charged, in over a dozen other confidence schemes and frauds. What can you tell us about this?
As you say, ma'am, I was never charged.
Mr. Ocean, what we're trying to find out is, was there a reason you chose to commit this crime, or was there a reason you simply got caught this time?
My wife left me. I was upset. I got into a self-destructive pattern.
If released, is it likely you'd fall back into a similar pattern?
She already left me once. I don't think she'd do it again just for kicks.
Mr. Ocean, what do you think you would do if released?
Hello, Frank.
I beg your pardon, sir. You must have me confused with someone else. My name is Ramon, as you can see right here.
It's my mistake.
No problem, sir.
The table's cold, anyway.
You might want to try the lounge at the Caesars. It gets busy after 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Ramon.
Thank you. Checking up on current events?
Ramon?
Glad to meet you. Frank Catton can't get past the gaming board. You just got out?
This afternoon. You seen him?
Last I heard, he was teaching movie stars how to play cards. Why? You have a plan already?
Are you kidding? I just became a citizen again.
Officer Brooks, this is Danny Ocean. I was told to contact you within 24 hours. No, sir, I haven't been getting any trouble. No, sir, I haven't been drinking. No, sir, I wouldn't even think about leaving the state.
Hey, Russ. Rusty. What's up, man? Let me ask you a question, then. Are you incorporated? Well, okay, if you're not, you should really think about it, because I was talking to my manager last night.
Bernie.
No, not Bernie, my business manager. Actually, you know what? They're both named Bernie. Anyway, he was telling me that because of what we do can be considered like research or like a future gig or whatever, I could totally make it a tax write-off. The one thing is, and this is like just his thing, and it's stupid, but I'd have to pay you by check. We could just stick to cash. Let's just stick to cash.
We're going to begin with five-card draw. Everyone remember five-card draw?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Who wants to start us out? Josh?
Yeah.
Josh.
Yeah.
To the left. Deal to your left. Shane?
Hit me.
It's not blackjack.
Dude!
Looking at him doesn't change. You know what you have.
Okay, let's do it.
John.
Left.
I'll get that. Lady bets. Let's keep it moving.
Blue.
That's a 50.
Oh.
Okay. Blue. All right. Change calling. 50. There it is.
What the hell? It's only pocket change, right?
How you bet is your business. You want to make them think you're betting for a reason.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Okay.
All right.
How many?
Four. You don't want four. You want to fold.
I want to fold?
Fold.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Done.
All right. What are you
and,
doing?
You're done.
Dealer will take three.
You're done. Shane, you got three pairs.
Yeah.
You can't have three pairs. You can't have six cards in a five-card game.
Josh.
Maybe one was...
Josh, me. I'm not
talking with you. Dallas. All.
Okay.
Reds.
Yeah.
What up, dog?
All red.
I told you.
I'm going to love spending your money.
I'm going to get my car washed. Oh, hey, Russ, we got another player, if that's cool with you. Mr. Ocean, what do you do for a living, if you don't mind me asking?
Why would I mind you asking? Two cards. I just got out of prison.
Really?
Well, why were you in prison?
I stole things.
You stole things? Like, jewels?
Ink and matrimonial head masks.
Any money in those? Ink and matrimonial
head masks. There's some. Don't let them fool you. There's boatloads. If you can move them. Pick one. But you can't.
My fence seemed competent enough.
Dealing in cash, you don't need a fence.
People lack vision.
Probably everybody's so lucky.
That's $500.
Guys, what's the first lesson in poker?
Never bet on the,
Leave emotion at the door.
That's right, Topher. Today's lesson, how to draw out the bluff. That much money, this early in the game, I'm saying he's holding nothing better than a pair of face cards. Bear?
All right.
Careful.
Josh?
Don't worry, I'm game. I will see your 500, and I will raise you another
500 of my own. That's a very handsome bet, Josh. But be careful. We don't want to push him too high too fast. We want to keep him on the leash. Holly?
Call.
And I'll call.
I'll see you at 500. Raise it 2,000. Guys, you're free to do what you like. It's a lot of money. But I'm staying in. He's trying to buy his way out of his bluff.
Josh?
Two.
Attaboy.
Call.
sure what four nines does, but the ace, I think, is pretty high.
Dude. Thanks for the tip on calling out the bluff. God, I'm bored.
You look bored.
I am bored. So how was the clink? Did you get the cookies I sent?
Why do you think I came to see you first?
So tell me.
It's tricky. It's never been done before. So I need planning and a large crew.
Guns?
Not exactly. It's a lot of security. But the take.
What's the target?
Eight figures each.
What's the target?
When was the last time you were in Vegas?
What? You want to knock over a casino?
The vault at the Bellagio.
Oof. Well, if I'm reading this right, I'd like to think that I am. This is probably the least accessible vault ever designed.
Yep.
You said three casinos?
These feed into the cages at the Mirage, the MGM Grand, but every dime ends up there.
The Bellagio, the Mirage. These are Terry Benedict's places.
Yes, they are. You think you'll mind?
More than somewhat. You'd need at least a dozen guys doing a combination of cons.
What do you think?
Well, off the top of my head, I'd say you're looking at a Boski, a Jim Brown, a Miss Daisy, two Jethros, and Leon Spinks. Not to mention the biggest Ella Fitzgerald ever. Do you think you're going to get the money to back this?
We're hitting these three casinos. We'll get our bankroll. Benedict's got a long list of enemies.
Yeah, but enemies with loose cash and nothing to lose. Ruben.
Hey.
Jeez, Oscar, lower it a bit, would you?
Sorry. You guys done up here? Found what you want?
I'm just going to take these home for the night and make some copies if it's all right.
Whatever you need.
Appreciate it.
What?
I need a reason. I don't see money. Why do this?
Why not do it? Because yesterday I walked out of the joint after losing 4 years of my life and you're cold decking Teen Beat cover boys. Because the house always wins. Play long enough, you never change the stakes. The house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
Been practicing that speech, haven't you?
A little bit. Did I rush it? Felt like I rushed.
No, it was good. I liked it. Timmy thinks harsh. I wonder what Ruben will say.
You're out of your goddamn minds. Are you listening to me? You're both of you nuts. I know more about casino security than any man alive. I invented it, and it cannot be beaten. They got cameras, they got watches, they got locks, they got timers, they got vaults. They got enough armed personnel to occupy Paris. Okay, bad example.
It's never been tried.
No, it's never been tried. It's been tried. A few guys even came close. You know the three most successful robberies in the history of Vegas? Number three, the bronze medal. Hanselneck grabs a lockbox at the horseshoe. He got two steps closer to the door than any living soul before him. Second most successful robbery, the Flamingo in 71. This guy actually tasted fresh oxygen before they grabbed him. Of course, he was breathing out of a hose for the next 3 weeks. Goddamn hippie. and the closest any man has ever come to robbing a Las Vegas casino was outside of Caesar's in 87. He came, he grabbed, they conquered. But what am I saying? You guys are pros. The best. I'm sure you can make it out of the casino. Of course, lest we forget, once you're out the front door, you're still in the middle of the fucking desert.
You're right. He's right.
Reuben, you're right. Our eyes were bigger than our stomachs.
That's exactly what it is. Pure ego.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you for lunch.
This swell was delicious.
Sorry we bought it.
Look, we all go way back, and I owe you from the thing with the guy in the place, and I'll never forget it.
That was our pleasure.
I've never been to Belize.
Give Dominic your addresses. I got some remaindered furniture I want to send you. Look, just out of curiosity, which casinos did you geniuses pick to rob?
Bellagio.
The Bellagio, the Mirage, and the MGM Grand.
Those are Terry Benedict's casinos.
Is that right?
That's right.
You guys, what do you got against Terry Benedict?
What do you have against him? That's the question.
He torpedoed my casino. Muscled me out. Now he's gonna blow it up next month to make way for some gaudy monstrosity.
Don't think I don't see what you're doing.
What are we doing, Reuben?
You're gonna steal from Terry Benedict. You better goddamn know. This sort of thing used to be civilized. You'd hit a guy, he'd whack you, done. But with Benedict, at the end of this, he better not know you're involved. Not know your names or think you're dead, because he'll kill you. And then he'll go to work on you.
That's why we have to be very careful. Very precise.
Well funded.
Yeah. You gotta be nuts, too. And you're gonna need a crew as nuts as you are. Who do you got in mind?
All right, who's in? Frank C. is in. Frank C. has developed a bad case of bronchitis and is putting in for a transfer to warmer climates. What about drivers?
I talked to the Malloys yesterday.
The Mormon twins?
They're both in Salt Lake City, 6 months off the job. Got the sense they're having trouble filling the hours.
Waiting, sweetheart. Waiting.
Good. Go.
Waiting for you.
You are.
Go, little girl. You're like a little girl.
Relax.
Do this
good?
All day. Don't miss. I'm going to get out of the car and I'm going to drop you like third period French, okay? Stop talking. Go.
Sindel. Livingston's been doing freelance surveillance work of late for the FBI mob squad.
How are his nerves?
Okay. Not so bad, you notice.
See if we can move in a little bit on this one.
Don't touch that.
Why not?
Do you see me grabbing the gun out of your holster and just waving it around?
Hey, Radio Shack. Relax.
Munitions.
Phil Turrentine.
Dead.
No shit. On a job?
Skin cancer.
He sent flowers?
Dated his wife for a while.
Basher's in town.
There might be an issue with availability.
All right, chaps.
You tosser! You had one job to do!
That's all you're using it then, right? Nothing else?
Hang on. Are you accusing me of booby trapping?
Well, how about it?
Booby traps are Mr. Tar style. Isn't that right? Basher.
Peck, ATF. Let me venture a guess. Simple G4 mainliner, back wound, quick fuse, with a drag under 20 feet. Yeah. Let me ask you something else. You search this scumbag, booby traps on this person? I mean, really search. Not just for weapons. Stand back.
Oi! Here we go.
Go find Griggs. Tell him I need to see him.
Who?
Just find him, will ya?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Russ. I best can put something together before I just slipped.
It's done. Hey, it's Danny about.
Yeah, he's waiting around the corner.
Oh, it's terrific. It'll be nice working with proper villains again.
Everybody down!
They weren't expecting that shit.
Which one's the Amazing Yen?
The little Chinese guy.
Who else is on the list?
He is the list.
I don't know, it doesn't seem all that different. We got a grease man. We need Saul.
He won't do it. Got out of the game a year ago.
Get religion?
Holster.
You could ask him.
Hey, I could ask him.
I saw you at the paddock before the second race outside the men's room when I placed my bet. I saw you before you even got up this morning.
How you been, Saul?
Never better.
What's with the orange?
My doctor says I need vitamins.
So why don't you take vitamins?
You come here to give me a physical?
Box seats, come on.
Are you going to tell me, or should I just say no and get it over with?
Saul, you're the best there is. You're in Cooperstown. What do you want?
Nothing. I got a duplex now. I got wall to wall and a goldfish. I'm seeing a nice lady who works the unmentionables counter at Macy's. I've changed.
Guys like us don't change, Saul. We stay sharp or we get sloppy. We don't change.
Quit conning me.
Is that your hound way in the rear there?
The brake's late. Everyone knows this. So are you going to treat me like a grown-up at least? Tell me what the scam is?
Makes 10. 10 ought to do it, don't you think? Do you think we need one more?
You think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more. Whose is this?
Who are you?
A friend of Bobby Caldwell's. You're either in or you're out. Right now.
What is it?
It's a plane ticket. A job offer.
Well, you're pretty trusting pretty fast.
Well, Bobby has a lot of faith in you.
Fathers are like that. Oh, he didn't tell you. He didn't want me trading on his name.
If you do this job, he'll be trading on yours. If you don't, we'll find somebody else who won't be quite as good, and you can go back to feeling up stockbrokers. Can you get the check, please? That's the best lift I've seen you make yet.
Las Vegas, huh?
America's playground.
In me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less bite, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. A little less conversation, a little more action.
What, did you guys get a group rate or something?
Saul, do you make it out to Utah much?
Not as often as I'd like.
I think you should check it out. I think you'd dig Provo. I think you could do very well there.
I'll look into it.
Gentlemen, welcome to Las Vegas.
Is that right?
Everybody eating? Good. Everybody sober? Close enough. All right, before we get started, nobody's on the line here yet. What I'm about to propose to you is both highly lucrative and highly dangerous. Now, that doesn't seem like your particular brand of vodka. Help yourself to as much food as you like and have a safe journey. No hard feelings. Otherwise, come with me.
You're Bobby Caldwell's kid, huh? From Chicago?
Yeah.
It's nice there. Do you like it?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Get in the goddamn house.
Gentlemen, the 3000 block of Las Vegas Boulevard, otherwise known as the Bellagio, the Mirage, and the MGM Grand. Together, they're three of the most profitable casinos in Las Vegas. Let me see. This is the vault at the Bellagio. It's located below the strip, beneath 200 feet of solid earth. It safeguards every dime that passes through each of the three casinos above it. And we're going to rob it.
Smash and grab job, huh?
Slightly more complicated than that.
Oh, yeah.
This is courtesy of Frank Catton, new blackjack dealer at the Bellagio. Okay, bad news first. This place houses a security system that rivals most nuclear missile silos. First, we have to get within the casino cages, which anybody will tell you takes more than a smile. Next, through these doors, each of which requires a different six-digit code changed every 12 hours. Past those lies the elevator. This is where it gets tricky. The elevator won't move without authorized fingerprint identification,
which we can't fake,
and vocal confirmation from both the security system within the Bellagio and the vault below,
which we won't get.
Furthermore, the elevator shaft is rigged with motion detectors,
meaning if we were to manually override the lift, the shaft's exit would lock down automatically, and we'd be trapped.
Now, once we get down the shaft, though, then it's a piece of cake. Just two more guards with Uzis and the most elaborate vault door ever conceived by man. Any questions?
No, tunneling is out. Their sensors monitoring the ground 100 yards in every direction. If a groundhog were to nest there, they'd know about it. Anyone else?
You said something about good news?
Yeah. The Nevada Gaming Commission stipulates that a casino must hold in reserve enough cash to cover every chip it plays on its floor. That means, on a weekday, by law, it has to carry anywhere between $60 and $70 million in cash and coin. On the weekend, between $80 and $90 million. On a fight night, like the one 2 weeks from tonight, the night that we're going to rob it, $150 million without breaking a sweat. Now, there are 11 of us, each with an equal share. You do the math.
Exactly.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Say we get into the cage and through the security doors there and down the elevator we can't move and past the guards with the guns and into the vault we can't open.
Without being seen by the cameras.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, well, say we do all that. We're just supposed to walk out of there with $150 million in cash on us without getting stopped?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
All right, here's how we'll begin. First task, reconnaissance. I want to know everything that's going on in all three casinos, from the rotation of the dealers to the path of every cash card. I want to know everything about every guard, every watcher, anyone with a security pass.
This girl, Charmaine.
I want to know where they're from, what their nicknames are, how they take their coffee.
She's a dancer at the Crazy Horse, too. She's putting away for the medical school. I think she really likes me.
Cool. Most of all, I want you guys to know these casinos. They're built as labyrinths to keep people in. I want you guys to know the quick routes out.
He went through at 1044.
1046, get a watch that works.
Thank you, so good. 1044, yeah.
Second task, power. On the night of the fight, we're going to throw the switch on Sin City. Basher, it's your show.
You want broke, blind, or bedlam?
How about all three?
Right, let's go.
Third task, surveillance. Casino security has an eye and an ear on everything, so we want an eye and an ear on them. Livingston?
Well, it's not the least accessible system I've seen, but it's close. I don't suppose they have a closed circuit feed I could tap into.
No.
Then it's definitely a black bag job. They employ an in-house technician?
Two. And one of them's lonely.
Thanks, Charmaine. I'll have this back in an hour. Try it to your mom for me.
Say it yourself. She'll be on station 5 minutes.
Watch it, bud.
He's
going bud, pal.
Well, you call him pal, friend.
We going friend, jackass.
Don't call me a jackass.
I just did call you a jackass.
433, we have a visual impairment on the Northwest 052 exit door camera.
Copy that. I see them.
Shea taupe is very soothing.
I'm going to need you to move the saloon now.
You know what? I'll move the saloon because I have a very important
please,
client waiting
on.
For these. I don't have time to fool around with you two circus animals.
Thank you.
How's the reception on those things?
Excellent.
Take care.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Fourth task, construction. We need to build an exact working replica of the Bellagio Ball.
For practice?
Something like that. Fifth task, intelligence.
We need those codes, Linus, for the only guy who has all three.
So Benedict?
Learn to love his shadow.
Wait. All I get to do is watch the guy?
You gotta walk before you can crawl.
First then.
Sixth task, transport.
Well, I am sorry, but 18.5 apiece is the best offer that I can make.
Well, I understand. And they are some great-looking vans you got out there.
Yes, sir. Top of the line.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for your time, Mr.
Denham. Billy Tim Denham.
Yes. Denham like a jean.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Just like the jean.
Man, you got some lovely hands here. Do you moisturize?
I'm sorry?
I tried all sorts of brand of lotion. I even went fragrance-free for a whole year. Now, my sister, she uses aloe vera with a little sunscreen in it.
Yeah.
And ideally speaking, we all should wear gloves before going to bed. But I found out that would be a little interference in my social agenda, you know what I mean.
Oh. Yeah.
Plus, I get a reaction from the camphor. So I really don't get into the traditional remedies, you know.
I see, yeah. Let me tell you something. Mm. If you were willing to pay cash.
Yeah.
I might be able to drop that down to, say, 7-16 each.
No.
Yes, sir.
You do that.
Well, yes, sir.
I think that'll be lovely. They told me to come see you.
Oh, did they? Well, I'm sure glad they did.
They told me.
Okay, well, let me go get the paperwork, and I'll be right back. You just wait here at the table, okay?
You do that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
This is very nice material.
It's imported silk, so...
Yeah. Very nice.
Gentlemen, won't you excuse us just for a second? So, are you sure you're ready to do this?
If you ever ask me that question again, Daniel, you will not wake up the following morning. My name is Lyman. Zerga. My name is Lyman Zerga. My name is Lyman Zerga.
Tell me about Benedict.
That guy's a machine.
Good afternoon, Mr. Benedict.
Right, he arrives at the Bellagio every day at 2 p.m. Same car, same driver.
Mr. Benedict. All right, Tommy, how's the baby? Very well, thank you.
Remembers every valet's name on the way in. Not bad for a guy worth $750 million. Offices are upstairs. He works hard, hits the lobby floor at 7 on the nose.
Good evening, sir.
Spends 3 minutes on the floor with his casino manager.
What do they talk about?
All business. Benedict likes to know what's going on in his casinos, likes to be in control. There's rarely an incident he doesn't know about or handle personally.
Oh, Benny L.A., come here.
Ben.
Spends a few minutes glad-handing the high rollers.
Oh, I'm gonna meet tonight.
He's fluent in Spanish, German, and Italian, and he's taking Japanese lessons. He's getting pretty good at it.
Mapene.
He's out by 7:30 when an assistant hands him a black portfolio.
Thank you, Doc.
Contents, the day's take, and new security codes. Then he heads to the restaurant.
Like I said, a machine.
That portfolio contains codes to all the kids' doors?
Mm-hmm. And 2 minutes after they've been changed, he's got them in his hand. I tell you, you guys really can't pick them. This guy is as smart as he is ruthless.
The last guy they caught cheating in here, he not only sent him up for 10 years, but he had the bank seize his house, and then he bankrupted his brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law's tractor dealership, I heard.
He doesn't just take out your knees. Mm-hmm. The guy goes after your livelihood and the livelihood of anybody you ever met.
You scared?
You suicidal?
Only in the morning. Now what?
Here comes a girl. She comes down after him if they're in a snit.
Where'd she come from?
Museum up there. She's a curator. Oh, here she is. This is just the best part of my day. Not about her, or I am walking. I am walking off this job right now. Tess. Terry Benedict. Tell me this is not about screwing the guy and screwing your wife.
Ex-wife.
Tell me.
It's not about that. It's not.
not entirely about that.
Russ, you remember when we first got into this business? We said we were going to play the game like we had nothing to lose. Well, I lost something. I lost someone. That's why I'm here.
Okay, here's the problem. Now we're stealing two things. And when push comes to shove, if you can't have both, what you gonna choose? And remember, the test is not split 11 ways.
If everything goes to plan, then I won't be the one that has to make that choice. How'd she look?
She looked good.
Thanks.
That you like it. I'll see you tonight. In my hotel, there's always somebody watching. I'll see you tonight.
Weak stomach, Mr. Zerga?
I don't believe in weakness. It costs too much. I don't believe in questions either.
Oh, really? Well, then let me give you a tip. I wouldn't get into Terry Benedict for too much money. He doesn't fool around.
Why, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
Anything for me?
Mr. Zerga, Lyman Zerga in the third position. Wants to speak to you privately.
Who is he?
Businessman of some kind, working mostly in Europe. Very vague. But I asked around. Word is he does primary in arms. One of the biggest.
Zerga.
Yes, sir.
Never heard of him.
So I don't doubt it.
He's staying here?
Checked in two nights ago. He's in the Meridor suite.
How's he doing?
Up. Almost 200.
Good for him.
You're 30 seconds late. I was about to send out a search.
Hello, Tess.
What are you doing here?
I'm out.
You're out?
Of prison. You remember the day that I went for cigarettes and didn't come back? You must have noticed.
I don't smoke. Don't sit.
Now, they tell me that I paid my debt to society.
Funny, I never got a check.
You're not wearing your ring.
I sold it. I don't have a husband, or didn't you get the papers?
My last day inside.
I told you I'd write. Danny, go now before...
What? Benedict? How you doing? Whiskey and whiskey.
Danny?
Tess, you're doing a great job curating the museum. The Vermeer is... quite good, simple, vibrant, although his work definitely fell off as he got older.
Remind you of anyone?
And I always confuse Monet and Manet. Now, which one married his mistress?
Monet.
Right, and then Manet had syphilis.
They also paint it occasionally.
Mm-hmm. I'll make this quick. I came here for you. When I get on with my life, I want you with me.
You're a thief and a liar.
I only lied about being a thief. I don't do that anymore.
Steal?
Lie.
I'm with someone now who doesn't have to make that kind of distinction.
No, he's very clear on both.
You know what your problem is?
I only have one.
You've met too many people like you. I'm with Terry now.
Does he make you laugh?
He doesn't make me cry.
Mr. Benedict, the fight is Saturday night, is it not?
Yes. Would you like some tickets?
No. Hand-to-hand combat does not interest me. I have a package arriving here that evening. A black briefcase, standard size, the contents of which is very valuable to me.
I'll put it in the house safe for you.
The house safe is for Brandy and Grandmother's pearls. I need something more secure.
Mr. Zerga, I can assure you that our house safe is...
And I can assure you, Mr. Benedict, that your generosity in this manner will not go overlooked. Now, what can you offer me besides the safe?
See, the people you steal things from, they have insurance to compensate them. They get made whole again. I had to leave New York to get away from what happened. How am I going to get my 5 years back, Danny?
You can't. But what you can do is not throw away another
fight. I don't know anything.
Tess, all right, you don't love me anymore. You want to make a life with someone else? Fine. I'm going to have to live with that. But not him.
Spoken like a true ex-husband.
I'm not joking, Tess.
I'm not laughing, Danny. You have to admit there is a bit of a conflict of interest when you give me advice about my love life.
Yes, but that doesn't mean that I'm wrong.
Do you remember what I said to you when we first met?
You said that I better know what I'm doing.
Do you? Yeah? Because truly, you should walk out the door if you don't.
I know what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
Just catching up.
Terry, meet my ex-husband.
I'm Danny Ocean.
Mr. Ocean?
I'm in your seat.
Forgive me for being late. That guest required my attention.
That's fine. Danny was walking through the restaurant and spotted me.
Is that right?
Yeah, imagine the odds.
Of all the gin joints in all the world. You recently were released from prison, is that correct?
That's right.
How does it feel to be out?
About the same.
Danny was just about...
I just stopped by to say hi to Tess for old time's sake.
Stay and have a drink.
You can't.
Well then... I don't imagine we'll be seeing Mr. Ocean anytime soon, right?
You never know.
Ah, I know everything that's happening in my hotels.
So I should put those towels back?
No, the towels you can keep.
Good to see you, Tess.
Take care, Danny.
Terry.
Danny.
Do with it what you like.
Call us at 5:30. Makeup and costume. Saul's package arrives at 7:05. Linus grabs our codes. All goes well, we're a go. 7:30. Yen gets locked in, we're committed. From this point, we have 30 minutes to blow the power, or he suffocates.
electricity goes, all access points to the vault and its elevator will automatically shut down for 2 minutes. That's when we make our move. Okay. It puts you in the middle of the room, 10 feet from everything. You have to get from there to the door without touching the floor. What do you do?
10 says he shorts it.
20.
Window arrival, boys.
Yeah, we're in deep shit. That poxy demo crew haven't used the coaxial inch to back the main line, have they? They've only nosed up the mainframe couplet, nosed it right up.
Do you understand any of this?
I'll explain later. Listen, they're so pony that they've gone and blown a backup grid one by one, like dominoes.
Basher, what happened?
They did the same what I would have done, only they did it by accident. Problem is, now they know their weakness and they're sorting it out. They're fixing it.
So?
So unless we intend to do this job in Reno, we're in Barney. Barney Rubble. Trouble!
Well, we could always...
By tomorrow.
But hang on a minute, hang on. We could use a pinch.
What's a pinch?
A pinch is a device which creates like a cardiac arrest for any broadband electrical circuitry. Or better yet, a pinch is a bomb. No, but without the bomb. See, when a nuclear weapon detonates, it unleashes an electromagnetic pulse which shuts down any power source within its blast radius. Now, that tends not to matter in most cases because a nuclear weapon usually destroys everything you might need power for anyway. But see, a pinch creates a similar electromagnetic pulse, but without the fuss of mass destruction and death. So instead of Hiroshima, you'd be getting the 17th century.
How long?
About 30 seconds.
Could a pinch knock out the power of an entire city? Like, for instance...
Las Vegas? Yeah, I think it might. No, but there's only one pinch in the world big enough to manage it.
Where?
I've already thought of one. I'm not going to
think of
one.
All right, so you're thinking of one right now.
No, I've done thinking about it. I have it in my head.
Are you a man?
Yes, 19.
Are you alive?
Yes, 18.
Evel Knievel.
Shit.
Don't touch me.
I'm not touching you.
Take your hand out of my face.
My hand's not in
your face.
Am I touching you? Am I touching you?
Your hand's right in front of my face.
I'm not touching you, so I'm not... I didn't touch you.
You just touched me.
No, I didn't.
You just
made me touch you. No. This is your side. This is your side. Don't touch.
Along and a couple of wires.
Where's Linus?
What?
Where's Linus?
There he is.
Oh, would you look at his donut.
Car, come to over there. Take this thing.
Shouldn't somebody help him?
Oh, no, that's a great idea, Al, but let's hop out the van and we can all get nicked.
Back it up. Let him in.
stay in the van. You got it?
I got it.
Lose focus in this game for one second.
I got it.
It gets hurt.
I got it.
Where are they? That's what I want to know. Where the hell are they?
They will be here.
They will be here.
Schmuck.
You boys have a nice trip?
We have a problem. You've been red flagged. It means the moment you set foot in that casino floor, they'll be watching you. Like hawks. Hawks with video cameras.
That's a problem. So I'll turn that off, will you?
I'll turn it off when I'm ready to turn
it
off.
Stop!
It's off, it's off.
Any idea how this happened?
No.
Oh, come on. He's been chasing Benedict's girl. The two of them got in an argument two nights ago.
I was failing.
And who told you to do that?
I did. I was concerned you couldn't leave Tess alone.
Who's Tess?
My wife.
Ex-wife.
Tess is here?
I'm sorry. I didn't know if it would sting you, but it did. You're out, Danny.
He's out?
It's either that or we call the whole thing off. His involvement puts us all at risk.
This is not your call.
Oh, you made it my call. When you put her before us, you made it mine.
This is my job.
Not anymore.
Wait, wait, wait. He can't just be out. Who's going to trigger the vault?
Kid, you up for it? I can do it. Done. Locate the others. Let them know the change in plan. Curtain goes up at 7.
Tess is with Benedict now? She's too tall for him.
Yes. No. Very much no.
Well, then inform Mr. Levin that he'll be better off watching the fight in front of his television at home. Surely he must have HBO. That's it.
What are you thinking about?
You.
Where are you going to put your hands? No good. Don't touch your tie. Look at me. Okay. I ask you a question. You have to think of the answer. Where do you look? No good. You look down, they know you're lying. And up, they know you don't know the truth. Don't use 7 words when 4 will do. Don't shift your weight. Look always at your mark, but don't stare. Be specific, but not memorable. Be funny, but don't make him laugh. He's got to like you and then forget you the moment you've left his sight. And for God's sake, whatever you do, don't under any circumstance.
Russ.
Yeah.
Can you take a look at this?
Sure. Saul? It's time.
Okay. Let's do it.
On a perfectly clear night in Las Vegas, and with the expected crowd of celebrities and eager sports fans piling into the MGM Grand Garden Arena, the two best heavyweights in the world prepare to meet after an 8-month dance around and toward each other.
Zerga?
Mr. Benedict.
It's a very busy night for me. Are we on schedule?
I have no reason to suspect otherwise. My courier should be here momentarily.
Ish. На вас, Добро.
Здоровье.
И вы дочь.
Eighteen. Blackjack.
Why, Mr. Wall selling Mr. Oceans in the West slots? I'm afraid I can't have any private security personnel in the casino cages. I hope you don't mind.
Of course not. Quickly, Bruley was.
Saul Bloom, is that you? Saul, it's me, Bucky Buchanan. Remember, from Saratoga.
Mikhail Vladimir.
Hey, Saul! Hey!
Mr. Benedict, please. I have never enjoyed the touch of steel to my skin.
Lift him up, please. All right, Mrs. Zerga, I acknowledge that your briefcase does not contain any dangerous or illicit material, and I further agree to take custody of said briefcase and store it in my secured vault for a period of 24 hours. Now, I cannot actually allow you to accompany the briefcase into the vault.
Why not?
Insurance for one, security another, but most of all, I just don't trust you. Excuse me.
Two plain clothes on Ocean. Isn't the casino burn now?
Mr. Zerga, this is my casino manager, Mr. Walsh. Now, if you will allow him, he will arrange for your briefcase to be stored inside our vault while you watch on a security monitor. Those are my terms, yes or no?
You leave me no choice, sir.
See all gaming in the casino as well as our vault. You'll be able to monitor your briefcase right from here.
Don't let me keep you.
Mrs. Zerga?
Mr. Benedict.
Linus, you're out.
Got him.
Quiet, Don.
Mr. Benedict. Hi, Sheldon Willis. Nevada Gaming Commission. I'm afraid I need 2 minutes of your time.
Anything for the NGC.
Thank you. Will you accompany me to Pit 5, please?
Hey, when do you make the deposit?
Oh, we get your signal.
Dude, what do we look like? A couple of Peckerwood jackasses or something?
Amazing. How's that feel? You all right? You want something to read? Magazine? All right. Counting down. 30 minutes of breathing time starts now.
This just came to our attention this morning, Mr. Benedict. Apparently he's got a record longer than mine. It's long.
If he is who you say he is,
You've been at the commission long?
Yeah, about 18 months.
You know how Lindley over there worked with him at all?
Not since he died last year. Ramon Escalante?
Yes.
Sheldon Willis, Nevada Gaming Commission.
What's going on, man?
It's come to our attention that when you apply for this position,
I think it'll be better if you speak off the floor. Charlie?
Something, Danny, what? And don't say you came here for me. You're pulling a job, aren't you? Well, know this. No matter what it is, you won't win me back.
Tess, I just came to say goodbye.
Mr. Ocean, Mr. Benedict would like to see you.
I thought he might.
Afternoon, Mr. Escalante. Should I call you Mr. Catton? You are Frank Catton, formerly of the Tropicana, the Desert Inn, and the New York State Penitentiary System. Are you not? Take it from your silence that you're not going to refute that. Mr. Benedict, I'm afraid you've been employing an ex-convict. As you know, the NGC...
Goddamn cracker.
Excuse me?
You heard what I said. A black man can't earn a decent wage in this state.
That is absolutely
inappropriate. Like you're going to try to throw me out on the street.
I know what's wrong. I'm trying to do my job,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, your job. What you want from me, man? Want me to get on the table and dance? You like me to shine your shoes? Want me to smile at you? You definitely won't let me deal the cards. You might as well call it White Jack.
What to say to that? That's... Sorry, Mr. Ben. I just resent the implication that race has anything to do with it.
Yeah, right.
Horrible thing to say.
You, sir, of all people know that we at the NGC have always supported the hiring of colored...
I didn't mean...
Sit down. You better talk to him.
He's got...
Sit down.
Sorry.
Birds with Kirk, deliver the package.
I'm sorry.
Card.
Oh, God, I think I lost that card.
Are you serious?
Oh, Jesus, I'm so stupid.
You are so stupid. You know that? You're a nymphomaniac.
Guys. Consider yourself to call someone
names. Don't,
already
hey, don't.
So upset.
Hey, you're
upset
with you.
It's us.
Hey.
Keep it down.
Sorry. Sorry.
Hey,
sorry.
Just tell me, where did this go?
High roller's room. It's Mr. Benedict's stuff in here. It's his stuff.
All right, Joe. Take this inside.
You got room?
No, to the vault. Benedict's money goes into the vault.
Hey,
next time, just remember the card. We won't run into this again.
Sorry.
Thanks. Jeez.
There's your briefcase now, Mr. Zerger.
What wonderful.
That's my cue. Give Bash a go.
Bash, what you said? Bash!
Easy, easy. No need to shout, Governor.
What's your status?
Yeah, I'm nearly there.
Thank you.
Walsh, show this man off the premises. Don't ever set foot in my casino again.
Sir?
Crap!
Oh, dear God.
Oh, I forgot my pager. I left it.
Sorry.
You know your way back?
I do.
Good.
Okay, enjoy the fight.
Sorry.
How much longer do you figure Mr. Benedict's gonna be? No cameras in this room, huh? Yeah. Don't want anybody seeing what goes on in here. He's not coming, is he?
We're gonna step outside now. Leave you two alone to talk things over.
That satisfy you, Mr. Zerger?
I am very satisfied.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm fine.
All right.
Jesus! Bruiser, not until later.
Sorry, Danielle, I forgot.
It's all right. How's your wife?
Pregnant again.
Well, that happens. Let's get started. Come
almost there, Linus.
Who's that guy? Hey, 31, I got a bogey in West Corridor.
Mr. Zerger.
Call a doctor!
Sir, going to video? Matt.
The eye in the sky ASAP. We have a man down and he appears to be unconscious.
Sit this one out, did you?
What, you didn't trust me?
I do now. Come on.
For a doctor?
And how'd you get here? I could give a friend a couple million.
But what about Rusty, the whole argument? I mean, what was that about? Oh, come on. You know, why don't you just tell me? Why did you put me through all this?
There's the fun in that. Let's keep going. Come on, man. Breathe. Breathe, damn it. Breathe. I'm sorry. We've lost him.
Dude, I told you to hurry.
Don't do that. Just don't do that.
I didn't tell you to hurry.
Come on, get up! Get up! Had enough yet?
These things are gonna hold us, right?
They should. Livingston, we're set.
Livingston, we're set.
Basher, we're set.
Hang on a minute, Chief.
We don't have a minute. Yen's gonna suffocate.
Well, then you better leave off bothering me, don't you think?
Pit 6, table 5, dealer is compromised.
Cook trade, police, table 3, 5, 6, and 10.
Made it out okay?
I'm sure it'll be fine.
How we doing?
Okay. Yes.
Hey,
5-pound Chinese man with $160 million behind this door.
Let's get him out.
Yeah.
Tested, sure.
No bet.
Try him again.
Where we at, boys? Pins and floor sensors now. Lord.
Here we go. Counting down from 20. Now.
20.
Do not blow the door. Linus, can you read me?
10, 9, 8.
Maybe the pinch blew out his airway. Linus, can you read me? Do not blow the door.
2, 1.
In this game for 1 second.
I know. Somebody gets hurt. I hear Yen complaining.
Sexiest thing I have ever seen.
Rusty, you're up.
You gonna answer that?
I don't have a cell phone.
Who the hell is this?
The man who's robbing you.
What the hell's going on in the vault?
Nothing, sir. It's all normal.
Show me. I'm afraid you're mistaken.
You're watching your monitors? Okay. Keep watching.
Town, your luck can change just that quickly.
Find out how much money we have down there.
Sure.
Yes. Perhaps you should.
Perhaps I should what?
It would be better if you weren't around here for this. All right. You proved your point. You broke into my vault. Congratulations. You're a dead man.
Maybe.
Maybe. May I ask how you expect to leave?
Do you believe I'm going to allow you to parade bags full of my money out my casino door?
No. You're going to carry that for us.
And why would I do that?
Take a closer look at your monitor.
As your manager's probably reporting to you now, you have a little over $160 million in your vault tonight. You may notice we're only packing up about half that. The other half we're leaving in your vault, booby-trapped, as a hostage.
You let our $80 million go, and you get to keep yours. That's the deal. If you try and stop us, we'll blow both cash loans. Mr. Benedict, you can lose $80 million tonight secretly, or you can lose $160 million publicly. It's your decision. Hi. Fine, he's in good form. He requested you go upstairs and watch TV.
He does.
We have three men with explosives who have taken control of our vault.
Okay.
It's all right, Des.
You have a deal.
I promise. Fantastic. Here's what you do. The guys in the vault will deposit six bags into the vault elevator. The elevator will rise to your cages. Three of your guards will pick up the bags and carry them out into the casino. Now, if they take more than 20 seconds to reach the casino floor, or there's any indication a switch has been made, we'll blow the money in the bags and the money in the vault.
He's in the casino by the slots.
Of course I'm in the casino. In fact, I'm staying in your hotel. I have two words for you. Minibar.
As soon as your guards hit the casino floor, a white, unmarked van is going to pull up in your valet station. Your guards will load the bags into the van's rear. If anyone so much as approaches the driver's door, we'll blow everything. When I get word the van is away and the money is secure, my men will exit the building. And once their safety is confirmed, you will get your vault back.
Our team is here. All right. Now, I have complied with your every request. Would you agree?
I would.
Good, because now I have one of my own.
Run and hide, asshole. Run and hide. If you should be picked up next week by a $100,000 sports car in Newport Beach, I'm going to be supremely disappointed because I want my people to find you. And when they do, rest assured, we're not going to hand you over to the police. So my advice to you again is this. Run and hide. That is all that I ask.
I say that van is headed toward McCarran Airport. Get everybody in position. I want my vault back before that van hits the tarmac.
That cargo's on. Prepare to cut power.
Cutting power now.
Thank you.
what's going on. Talk to me.
It appears a high explosive incendiary device has been detonated. I repeat, has been detonated. Continuing search for survivors.
Tell them to take the van. I'm going down there. And find that honey hook into my system!
Yes, sir.
Now! Tires!
Sir, our search has yielded no suspects. Nor were we able to determine at this time how they entered or exited the premises.
Take your men out.
Sir, may I suggest you stand outside until the bomb squads it? It's your vault. Blue team, move it out!
Walsh, where are we with a van?
I want to try something here for a second.
There's nobody inside.
Oops. Oh, I'm sorry. Oops. Oh, no, he tore
it. Enough monkey business. Do it already.
No money in the bags.
They say the bags were filled with flyers, sir, for hookers.
Walsh, cue up the tape to the robbery.
Yes, sir, I'm looking at the tape now.
Does it say Bellagio on the vault floor?
No, it doesn't. I don't understand.
We had it installed on Tuesday. The images we saw of those men robbing us was a tape.
What?
It was staged. Somebody made a duplicate of my vault. And what we saw on the monitor wasn't actually happening.
I don't understand. What happened to all that money?
fight going?
Pick him up. Do you have a hand in this?
Did I have my hand in what?
I'm going to ask you one more time. Did you have a hand in this?
Benedict, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. You're free to go. Show him out.
Hello.
Turn to channel 88.
Who is this?
What happened, Benedict? Did you get robbed or something?
Stop.
He knows about it.
You give me 72 hours, I'll find out who took your money.
You know a guy. Show Mr. Ocean the exit and contact the police. I'm sure he's in violation of his parole.
Yes, sir.
All people should know, Terry. In your hotel, there's always someone watching.
I told you. I know what I was doing.
I didn't.
6 months, I guess. You were the groom. Ted Nugent called. He wants his shirt back.
$13 million, and you drive this piece of shit cross country to pick me up?
Blew it all on the suit.
Where are they?
Back row, silver sedan, 10 o'clock. Stopped and picked up your personal effects. Hope you don't mind.
I'm not sure these belong to me. Hi.
Hi. We need to get Rusty a girl.
There's a women's prison down the road. You said that you sold this.
I said that.
Liar.
Thief.
Thank you.
Thank you.